Also, Garcin and Benide, Tomer Abonon, the very beginning, Kol Misha Shem of Eset Asur Lishamish, and then he says, Omer Rav Yudom Ashmur Alochi Tuchanim Ben Antignes, so there is a big run, Vishamesh is Vishneidin, Echod Lifnei Tashmish, Vechod Lachat Tashmish. Against the Ramor at the end of Simon Kuk Pehei, that is the Kula mentioned there. That's needed who they are. The Simon Pehei. The Sheila Echodichla al Diver Ramor Elo. The Vikosa Vim Shimsho Shaloi Bishas Vesto. He says, Vim Shimsho Shaloi Bishas Vesto. Umota Achara Tashu Zam. So until now, he was dealing with Bishas Vesto. And still he said, Goyishen Yitzchil Kapore? So the question is, Vim Kein Eicho Yishen Tzorach Kapore, Ali Yivuya Benide. Which was it has the Somoch Levesto, Shneim Chayovim Kol? Shneim Chayovim Kol. So, but it really, so the Nibahute mentions the Teretz, but I mean, it doesn't present any kashe against the Ramo. Because the Ramo said before, the Pilish Menu, the Kishu, the Kishu, the Shege, Shelo Yodash also refresh the Menu. So what does it mean Yisanem Emyeim? Because it's Adonis. So maybe he requires the kapor. But Bismana Bayis, he would have to bring the korb. Because it is Shayyik, it's not Adonis. It's a chayte. So then, the Ramo says, V'yishen Yitzchir kapor. V'yishen Yitzchir kapor. So maybe that means that in this case, where he was, she was still Sonido. So he has to be Perish. And they were Perish. He was Perish. But he had to be Perish by Vames. And he was Perish by Vachai. Because he didn't know the Allah. So Mele is a Shege. So he is a Shege. Because he should have known the Allah. But the Isha is an Anuso. The Isha is Anuso because it wasn't within her control. So Mimele, she's an Anuso. So it's not that the Ramo says, so that means that until now, he discussed the case where Shimsho Bishas Vesto. No. Until now, he also discussed the case of Shaloi Bishas Vesto. But he had to be Perish Beiver. And instead he was Peirish Beilachai. He didn't know the Aloche. He didn't know the Aloche. So Mimele, he is Chai Vikom. So when he says, Yisanim and Yei, because he's a Sheik, he's not an Onus. But Bismarck advised he would be highly calm, and even now he's highly calm, except that he can't do it. Mashenke, so he is high because it was within his control to do it, but he didn't know the aloche. So he's a pesheya, he should have known the aloche. But the isho is not even higher as he called in such a case. But in the Chaname, it's in a case, the Ramor, before also has reference to a case where Shimsho Shaloi Bishas Vesto. But the question is in regard to the Aveira done when he was Perish, Beiver, Chai instead of Eiromet. Alright, so then we don't have to resort to all the Chidushim of the Nidibirut. Now, this aloche, that the Gemara in Shvua says that if he was Boalishte, Somoch Levesto, and then he was, and it's Piosonido, so then he's not anonymous. He's highly calm. Now, so according to Mandoma, Somoch Levesto, could someone please close the door? According to Mandoma, that Vestas is the Rabbonon, so the Yisr of Somoch Levesto is only an Asmach, it's only the Rabbonon, so the question is, why the Chayim Kom? But that Aloche is certainly according to everybody. That if he was Boalishte, that's what the Gemara says in Shvuot, Daf Yutches, that if one is Boalishte, not Somoch Levesto, Shaloi Bishas Vesto, not Somoch Levesto, and it's Pilson Nido, so then, he's not highly called, he's an onus. But if he's Boalishte, Somoch Levesto, so then he's highly called. So, Bishleime, if we say that according to all the Mandomas, even according to Mandomas, the Trested Terabono, so he is, there is still an Isad Raisa, so we understand. So we understand according to Rav Netam, according to the Berek Abayis, according to the Ritvon Shvuot, but most Rishayim Achirim can be and Rav Netam, the Ozorua, the Ritvon, the Berek Abayis. And they hold that according to Mandoma Vestes the Rabbonon, so the Yisr of Somoch Levesto, even Bishas Vesto Mamesh, not only in the Eino prior to the Shas Avesto, but even Shas Avesto Mamesh, so it's only Yosav the Rabbonon. So why do we say, according to everybody, that he's highly calm? How about Boalishte, not Somoch Levesto? So he's an onus. So in this case, he should be an onus also. So the pshat is very simple. I mean, it doesn't present any kasha. Because onus means my havel never. In order to have a din of onus gomu, that he should be potter even of ikom. In other words, that he doesn't even have a shemchete. In order to come with the mitzvakosu of lanaro litzatzu dovo, kein lanaro mishpat boves kasher yoko mishal rei utzochi kina dovar hazeh, and the naram rosa is not a fitat. So he has to be an onus gomo. Not a partial onus, not a din onus, but mamish an onus. What kind of an onus gomo? My havel never. Like naram rosa. It's not her fault. What could she have done? So mele shegeik does not have a din of an onus gomo. A shegeik. Because a shegeik is a chayitei. He is a pesheya. He should have known, he should not have made that mistake. So mele, whether the yisr of some klevesto is a nisa de raise, or it's a nisa de rabonon. But there is a nisa de rabonon. So how can he say I'm not at fault? The Chachomim said that he is not allowed to be boalishte, somuch levesto. So it's a rabonon, it's not a raise. But he cannot say my havel never. He's certainly at fault. So even though the Yisr is only nisa de rabonon, but he does not have a shemonus mid raise. He is a chayte. He cannot say I'm faultless. He was able to be a chachomi. So in Meile, if one is able to be a chachomi, as we learned in the Gemara in Yevomes, we call Mishen, we kind of a chachomi. So Kodei should be Mikre, Rosh Eloi Mikre, Bit Mio. So that means that if someone is able to be a Rabbanon, so he has a Shem Rosh Eloi, Shem Chete, in the Reitz, and after the Rabbanon. So in Meile, he's not an onus. So the Machlekes Rishenim is only in regard to the question as to whether Alive the Maldomares, we passed him. The question is the Rabbonon, whether the Iser of Love Alish, the Sobek Lvester, is an Iser der Eise, or it's not an Iser der Eise. But as far as the Chiyuv Kohen is concerned, even if it's only from the Rabbonon, but the Nonus he isn't. All right. Now, I didn't see that anyone should raise this question, but it is something that has to be considered. Now, if one is both Alish de Somach Levesto, so then he's highly called. He's highly called. And he's highly called. Why? Because he's not anonymous. But the question is this, if we say that the Isa of Lovey Alish de Somach Levesto is an Isa de Raitse, is an Isa de Raitse, so why should he bring the call? Then he should have a dinner made. Let's say according to Mandoma, the first is the Raisa. Then it's certainly an Israel Raisa. So in other words, so we say that Erev is Manibo. So in other words, so the Raisa, he has to be Cheshish. He has to be Cheshish. That the Veset will come. So how is he, so why does he bring the call? When does one bring the call? One brings the call if he is a sheikh. If he's a sheikh, but if he's a mazid, he doesn't bring the call. Suppose one is a mazid, but he doesn't know. There is a sofik, let's say there is a chtiche on the table. And people tell him, this chtiche is sofik chelef sofik shum. Sofik chelef sofik shum. And he says, in view of the fact that it's only a sofik, so there is a possibility in shum. So I don't care, I'm not the chofetz chayim, I'm not such a tzaddik. You say yourself it's only a sofik. So I'm going to eat it. And he ate it. And then it turned out that it was chelet. But he ate it with the knowledge that it is sofik chelet, sofik shumet. So would he be chayv kohen when we find out that it was chelet? Would he be chayv kohen? He's not a sheyeg. He's amazing. Because sveke de raise is lechumre. So memele, he's amazing. So he doesn't really come. When does one bring a korban? Let's say there is an Oshem Tov. If someone ate the Otuchtiche and the Chtiche, and he ate one Chtiche, and we don't know whether it was Chelev and Chumet, so then he has to bring an Oshem Tov. So it's only the case where he didn't know that it's of Chelev and Chumet. There were two Chtiches on the table, and he thought both Chtiches were Chumet, and he ate it. He ate one Chtiche. Then he found out that one of the Chtiches is Chelev. So, but at the time when he ate, he didn't know that it is a sofik. So subjectively, he was completely ignorant of the sofik. Mashenke, so then he has to bring an Oshem Tov. But he, at the time when he ate it, he knew that there is a sofik and a sofik shumen. But he didn't care. Even if he didn't care because there is a sofik, had he known that it's vadech elev, he wouldn't have eaten it. But he knew at the time that it was a sofik, so he's not a sheik, so he's amazing. So the question is, here, the Rambam says, in Perikei Milches, Shgoges halochevov, habo alish nishalom bishas vesto, viro asodam bishas atashmish, hari lukturim mikom chapos, mipne sheze ki onusu ulo yishege, sheha shege ko yoroi middeik, uli dagdeik, vilu bodak yofen yofen, vili bibi shailes, לא יבוא לביש גוגו, ופי שלו תורה בדרי שהוא הכתירה, והכך יעשה צורך כפורה. אבל זה... So he says, so הרי לפתורי, so he says, אבו על אשתי שלו יביש אספסטו. So then he's potter, because he's not a shame. אבל, אם עובר הוא בוא לאו סומך לבד, ודימו שייבל, ויפריס קדם שתירה דם, וירוע עשו בשעת התשמיש, Hayom Bikov. So in other words, so, and that is, and Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, I mean not like the Magid Mishneh says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, even though we pass from Vesta to Rabbonon, but the Issa of Somach Levesto is the right. I mean like Shiras Rametam, like the Rishenim who say that one has nothing to do with the other. So, and still the Rambam says, אבל מובה, ובוא לאו סומך לבסת, ודימו שייבל ויפרס כאילו שתיר אדם, וירוע עשו בשעת התשמיש, חיובי מקום שזו ישגובו. בוטמון אפשר, in diese auf Sommerklevesto ist nicht reich. Dort nicht mit der Reise in die Zweige, in die Sonne. Mein Atheer in die Zweige der Reise. So mein Meile, why should I bring it for me? Should be amazing. It's like someone who eats a hatiche when he knows it's of a chelev sofik shume. But he doesn't care. Since it's only sofik, so he doesn't care. So then he's not chelev kom. He's amazing. He's amazing. So why is a chelev kom here? And the Rambam doesn't say that he did it because he didn't know of the Yisrael. It's mashma, even if he knew of the Yisrael, lo be'alishtei, somachlevesto. But, ve'dimo she'yivril v'yivril eskeilim she'tiradam. He didn't expect that she should be peresis nido in the midst of the tashmash. He didn't expect. But the din ha'toy is that we have to be'cheishen. She saw some of the reizel over there. Some of the should not have a din of the shegen. He should have a din of the sofik. I mean, he should have a din of amazing. Because he had the knowledge of the sofik. So, by Bividai, when we learned that Gemara, I didn't emphasize that Loshino Ramba. Loshino Rashi. Rashi dachte svo, o medal. So he said, Asuro, because Vesta is the Reise, so Rashi says, Halocha Limeshe Misinai, Dimarzikino lo bitum asof. Why does Rashi say, Halocha Limeshe Misinai, Dimarzikino lo bitum asof? Monefshech, why? According to, here Rashi is explaining the Mandoma who says, Vesta is the Reise. Vesta is the Reise. So we see from Loshen of Rashi that if even according to Mandoma, Vesta is the Reise, it's not Vadai Mamesh in the Reise, it's only Sofit Reise. A Teisve says, Vadai, so I mentioned the Chazanish, the Teisve means Midrabon is considered Vadai, but Midraise is only considered Sofik. But Sofik it is considered, so why does he say Alok Lamesh Misina? In other words, according to Mandoma, Vest is Raise. So why do we say Vest is Raise? So the Yehude in Sinan in Bo, I think I mentioned it. So he says, because even though he has a Chazok, this is how. So even though he has a hazoke of Teiro, he has got Teiro, but just as we say, Shemo Mei Sloi Hashino, but Shemo Yomus Hashino, so Mele, Shemo Hoasod Doam Loi Hashino, according to Mandoma Vestes Ramon. But Shemo Tiradam Hashino. So that's why the Nibrude says that even the Mandoma who says that is Rabbonon, so he still could say that the Yisrael of Love is Somchu, Love Alish is Somchu, that is right. Right. I mean, which is not true according to most Rashi. It could be true according to Rabbatam and the other Rashi, but not according to most Rashi. So the Nibrude says it even according to Mandoma, best is Rabbonon. So the Yisrael of Somchu, Vesto is the Raise, and we cannot rely on the Hazoke of Cheskas Teiro, the status quo of being the Teiro, because Shemoyomus Hashino, so he says that even according to Mandoma Vestes Rabbonon, Al Cheskamo Lechamo, according to Mandoma Vestes the Raise, so in other words, so we cannot rely on the Cheskas Teiro, because Shemoyomus Hashino, so Shemotir Adam, Beis Vesto Hashino. So Mimele, why does he have to say, Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai, so who has to resort to Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai? So in other words, so Rashi means Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai, because that Halacha itself is that Shemo Mes Loi Chashino, Shemo Yomus Chashino is also Mikol L'Mishnah B'Sinai. So let Rashi say Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai in regard to every Halacha that the Gemara mentions. It's Mikol L'Mishnah B'Sinai. When Rashi uses the Losh Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai, he doesn't mean because the whole Teir Shebal Pei is Mikol L'Mishnah B'Sinai. He means it's a special Halacha. It's a special Isa. Otherwise, he wouldn't employ that expression Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai. All of a sudden, Rashi employs the expression Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai. So that means, so the question is, why do we have to resort to a special Halacha and to a special Isa of Halacha L'Mishnah B'Sinai? Since Shemo Yomus Chashinon, so Mimele, it's a regular Sveti Reis. So it's Mashma from Rashi that even according to Mandoma, Vestes de Reise, So it's not a regular Sveike Deraisa. It's not, in other words, so it's a Sveike Deraisa in the log of Nido. Nido is an Isakores. So anyway, without Rashi's Loshin, I would say that that certainly according to Mandoma Vest is Raise, indeed, and possibly according to Mandoma Vest is Rabbonon, according to the Lomdes of the Nebuhude, because Shemo Meis Lui Hashino, Shemo Yomus Hashino. So we cannot rely on Chazoke and Benigei Elahave only if the question is whether the status quo was changed already or not. So then we can rely on Chazoke. But if the question is whether the status quo will in the future change, so Shemo Yomus Hashino, Shemo Yivka Neit Chashino, the Gemara says in Gittin, and Shemo Tiradam Chashino. So, and we don't rely on the Chazoke, Binigei Lehabe, if the question is Lehabe, not whether the status quo was changed Lehova, but was already changed, but whether it's going to be changed any moment in the future, then the Halach of Chazoke doesn't apply. Does not apply. So then Rashi wouldn't say, Halach Lemeshe Mesinai, Dimar Zikinu, Dimar Sofi. So it's Mashma, that insofar as the love of need is concerned, so then we rely on Chazok. Now, but we rely on Chazok because Chazok is the Mikore. And since the woman has a status quo of a Teiro, so we rely on Chazok. But there is a special Issa. Of that we learn out from the Pasuk V'ezartem es bnei Yisroel mitumosam. So mikan azor olo v'yalishne somuch levesto. So memele, so it's an isa, so it's considered as a sofik deraisa in regard to the isa, the new isa of v'ezartem, but in regard to the love of Nido the Isakores, it's not even a sofik, we rely on Chazok. In other words, this vore is similar to the Lomdes of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says in regard to his Sefer Sofik. So Reb Chaim says that in regard to the love of Sefer, so then we apply the halacha of Malkin al Yichud and Eschen al Yichud. In other words, we are mamid her al Cheskoso. So she is not even a Sofik Zinso. But she is considered a Sofik Zinso in regard to the new Yisarese of Nitmio, of Nitmio. But in regard to the love, Reb Chaim says, it's not even considered Sofik. So I mean, it's a similar sword. So this is the Pshat in Rashi. As far as the love of Nido is concerned, these are Malkes and these are Chores of Nido, so we rely on the Chazok. And we say, since she has a Cheskas Teiro, so we don't even have to be Cheishish, lest in the midst of the Tashmish, she'll become a Nido. But there is an Iser. Of the Azartem, so that's a new Issa that I say. So in regard to that Issa that I say, and this is what he says, Aloch HaMeshe Misina, that new Issa, that we learn out from the Pasuk of the Azartem. So that new Issa, in regard to that new Issa, it's a Sveike Deraisa. So the Mele, that's why he's not considered amazing. When is one, if somebody knows that there are two chtiches on the table, and one of the chtiches is chile, the other chtiches is shumen, and because he is a cow, so he says, since there is a possibility that this chtiche is not chile, so I'm going to eat it. I don't have to be chesh. So then, and then it turns out that it was chile. So then, he's not highly called, and then he's amazing. Only shege. So over there, in that case, so he knows of the Sofik that I'm saying the Isakore. So Mimele, he's not highly called. Mashenkin in this case, as far as the love of Nida and the Isakore is of Nida is concerned. So we rely on the Chazok. We rely on the Chazoke. But there is a new Isar that we learn out from the Zalten. So as far as the new Isar is concerned, so it's a Sveike that I'm saying the new Isar. So Mimele, he can really call. Since he thought that she will not be Peres Nido. So Mimele, he's considered a shege, and he's not considered a mezid in the Isakores. So as long as he's not a mezid in the Isakores, he's a shege in the Isakores of Nido. He's only a mezid in the Isa of Aloha Meshim Sinai, the new Isa of the Azartem. So Mimele can bring the call. Alright. Now, the question is, But the Nebuhuda mentioned the halacha in Gemara in Gittin.
The Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in
Gittin. And Gemara in Gittin. Oh, yeah. So there the Mishnah says that Rav Chaya, the Mishnah says, Hamei v'get, v'nichi zokun v'cheil v'nisim v'chetka shilkai. So in other words, we rely, even if we got the Yisar Rishishish. So I mean, it's not Yisar Rishishish, because if she died, so she will not be affected with Yisar Rishishish, the woman Yishuk, but it's an Yisar Raisi. So we rely on the Chazoke, that since he had the status quo being alive before, that status quo remains. But Israel and Israel came from the Bible in the Sayyam, in the Chalas, in the Tchum of the Cheska Shilkaya. Hashariah Hatos in the Sayyam, at Tchum of the Cheska Shilkaya. So then, Romer Abayi Lerab. Now, how many of you have been Yechei Zok in the Chalas, in the Cheska Shilkaya? So we rely on Cheska Shilkaya. We remain who are in the Gita Shoah, has given me so say, Asur Alecho, in the Tchum of the Yad. Omelei, Tchum of the Gita Gomez, Tchum of Epshah, Get Leepshah. We go with Truma. Truma is not in Bat Yisrael and Sur, the king of the Bible, the Yam, the Chalik, Truma, the Chalik, the So we rely on Chalik, the But we know, Hare, the Gitter, Shoa, Acha, Tid, Misos, the Asur, the Echo, the Truma, the Yam. So then, there is a Machleke between Abai and Rob. Hello, my Abai, Eloi Kashi, Hor, Rab, Meyad, Le, Chai, Shuli, Se, Hor, Rab, Yuli, Le, Chai, Shuli. Hor, Rab, Yuli, Le, Chai, Shuli. So according to Abai, there is no distinction between Shema Meis and Shema Yomis. So if we are not Chesed Shema Meis, we don't have to be Cheshi Shema Yom. So in other words, there is a Machlikas Anoi. So in other words, since we passed it, that Bas Yisrael and Zul came from the Bible in the Sayyam, in the Chavel, the Tchumo, so Shema Yom is Lui Chashino, so according to that Madoma, so Shema Yom is Lui Chashino Liva. And the one who says, that Arei Zeh Gitech Shoah Haskele Misos Yassur Lecho Bitchumo Miyad. Why? Because Shem Yom is Chashinon. So he will say that Bas Yisrael Ansur Likeyem Vol Abayom Nes Ayam Eir Yichal Bitchumo. And he will say Hamei Yigad Ni Chizok Ni Yechele. So Eir Yisrael Bechel Kashir Kari. Hey, no, no. So in other words, so according to Abaye, there is a machlekes whether we say we are Chishish Shem Amei or we are not Chishish. So the Mandoma who says Meisimu Bechel Kashir Kari Mor Yichal Tchumo Bechel Kashir Kari. He will say that we don't have to be chesed. Maybe an hour later he'll die. So maybe right now she cannot eat food. That's a bad. So that means according to Abaye, since we passed in that Shemo Meis Loi Chashino, so Shemo Yomus Loi Chashino either. All right. Chove Oma Shemo Meis Loi Chashino. Shemo Yomus Chashino. Now we passed like Chove. That there is a distinction between Shema Meis and Shema Yomis. So that means that's the reason as to why the Nebuhuda in Shulam involved. So it says what he said. Because we pass like Chove, so just as Ligabe Mise, we distinguish between Shema Meis and Shema Yomis. So Ligabe Vestes too, we distinguish between Shema Raso. So then the Mandoma who says Vestes Rabbonon, that's the way he passed him. So we say Vestes Rabbonon, and right, so we don't have the Cheshit. But Shemotire is so Cheshit. Should be Cheshit. Now, why should there be a distinction between Shemonelis and Shemoyom? So the Behude in Chuven involved, so he says, and that's very reasonable, he says that there is a Machlekes in the Tesla. That memhei in dushi, memhei omud beis, b'teiru shom amal v'svir lo hodishmoyah. So then, so there is a machlikah between Rebbe Menachem and Yuni and Rav Natan. So, Biosa, so he says, Oy potak bishulte de Rabachoi, Victano Shola Hobio in the Sayam, Shinihil is Kadish with Rabon, Kidin Yisemo, Lemuar, the Tikno Rabon and Zushin Shimetia, Vizushol Hobio in the Sayam, Harei Yisemo, Bishimet, the Rab Nachem, Miuni, and Mavidom, Mavidom. Do my say the Ira Becho Jola Rares Kreko, the Roy Basktan of Miskacha Abbas, the Osar Arab Menachem Yuni, or Alifoni Likaimo, the Oma Hayishinon, Shemo Yikacheno of Bio, the Shacher the Mokim Shu, the Nitzo Bo Zero Leo Bisreshish, the Sholach the Rabnetam, the Varecho, the Mesa of Nesayam, he tossed El Holodom Leon, Shemo Kicho of Bio Nesayam, the New Lady Mimi. ואישים רבי נחם, ילוהו לא יחשינון, שמליקדי שמרינון, שמוקידי שלו ימרינון. וחייגב נאומה, פרי כל הגב, לשם עומס לא יחשינו לשם יומוס תנועים. וקיימו לו כרב יאיס, יפורק עלי ורמי אדום החשינו לשם יומוס. ורמי ורב יאיס יהלוך את רב יאיס. ועל זה אומר רב נטעם, יחשתי דעציס לאוכל, עד כשהקטנו מותרת. וחייבו לו יחשינו שמוקידי איש, אם כן הוא מותרת לאילום, בחושו ובישו, יש לנו לימה. da da ile kidish vas va tilo khalshe shemo yikadish hoyu vkhol sho yesh lo imar da ile kidish mit tenes etlay vi domo lo shemo yomus to so mayre sho sag si shte git rumo ki sha get khol sho akh as ni sose vi kele me ma dim yat yomus nim so di khol sho as so lekh di rumo vi kele ma dim yat yomus avo ho khad in asu at ye khil ak dush she ki sho bulo khol sho yi kele me ma adai le khol ak dush anyway So the Nebihuda in Simen, Nun Vov says that there is a machleket between Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Natan here in Dushin Daf Mem Hei as to why Rove says Shemo Meis Loi Chashinon, Shemo Yomus Chashinon. So according to Rabbi Menachem and Yuni, the reason as to why we distinguish between Shemo Meis and Shemo Yomus, so Mitzad Asmorah there is no distinction. Monefshah. If we have to rely on Chazok and Mikore in regard to the question as to whether the status quo was changed an hour ago or not, so we say we rely on the status quo, that the status quo was not changed, so it should not be changed. Maybe the status quo will change an hour later. So why do we say Shemoy Meis Roy Chashino? In other words, that if the Baal is a Kayan, so the wife, even though the Baal is away, so she doesn't have to be chayshish, maybe the husband died. Shemo yomus loy chashinon. We rely on the status quo. But shoachas kide misosi, she's asur lecho bitrumo. Why? Not mitzad asvore. But according to Rabbi Menachem and Yuni, so it's ignoras hakosuk. Because what is the mokia for the whole aloche? For the whole aloche that we rely on chazoki. So the Gemara in Chul learns it out from the backing, from the neg abifayi, so the king, if the king closes the door, and then before he closes the door, so he takes a look at the nega, whether he tends the shield, and then he closes the door, but the question is, maybe within the few moments, so the nega, the size of the nega changed? The size of the nega was reduced? The answer is no, we rely on chazoki. So there the shaila is whether it changed already. So that's why Shemo Meis Loi Chashinon. Mashei came, but there the shaila is not whether an hour later the nega, the size of the nega will change. So in other words, we have the Sakosu that we can rely on Chazok and Mikore in regard to Ova, but in regard to the Havo, we don't rely on Chazok. We don't have the Sakosu of Chazok and Mikore. So that's the reason. According to Rav Natan, so it's not because the Chazok in Mikore is Gzeiras HaKosuf, and that Gzeiras HaKosuf applies only to the case where the question is whether the status quo changed before or not. So Mimele doesn't apply to the Habo, where the Shaila is whether it will change, whether he will die an hour later. That's not the reason. But the reason as to why Shemo Yomus, the reason as to why Shemo Yomus is Hashinon, because If we are going to apply the concept of Chazokin in regard to the Habatu, then we have to say he's not going to die an hour later. Why only an hour later he's not going to die, and 2 hours later he's going to die? What's the story, my husband? And how about 3 hours later? And how about 3 days later? And how about 3 weeks later? And how about 3 years later? And how about 100 years later? So one of share. So that's the reason. This is according to Rabbi Tam, the Buddha says. That's the reason as to why Shemomes, Loi Chashinon, Shemo Yomus Chashinon. Because Shemomes, Loi Chashinon, rely on Chazokin. But we should rely on Chazokin even in regard to the Hammer too. But vis-a-vis the question as to whether he's going to die an hour later, he says, Harizah Gitech Shoah Hakir Misos. So if he's going to die an hour later, then right now she's already with the Reshet. So she's not a Reshet scared. So she's not allowed to eat in Trumo. So we cannot rely on the Chazokin. Chazokin Mikore. If there had been a possibility that he will not die 50 years later and 100 years later, say the Haname, then we would rely on Chazokin even in regard to the Havo. Not only in regard to a question of the Ova, but even in regard to the Havo, we would rely on Chazokin. But that we cannot say. We cannot say he will not die 50 years later, will not die 100 years later, will not die 1,000 years later. He is destined to die. So Mimele, so what should we say? Well, he'll die 100 years later, but not an hour later. My Chodik, right after now. So it's only Shayach, the Shem Yomus Lechashinon is only Shayach, according to Rabbi Tam, the Buddha says, in regard to me, to the question of Nis, because he is destined to die sometime in the future. So Mimele, we cannot distinguish between one period in the future and another period in the future. So he applies, so how about Vestes? So the Behude in Simon and Chuvan in Bob says that Vestes is the same thing like me. Because the average woman is destined to sit up. Even though there are some women who don't sit up, but the average woman is destined to sit up later. So, but the question is, will she see it in the midst of the Tashmish, let's say 5 minutes later, or she'll see it, let's say 5 hours later or a day later? So since, and there is no reason as to why you should say that you'll see it 5 hours later, as again 5 minutes later, so in the mailer we apply the same slot. The Bismaya and the Chuvet, Simon Yud Gimel, he is Chelik and the Nehude. And he agrees that according to Rabbi Tam, so the whole Svor, according to Rabbi Tam here in Kushinat Menhei, so the whole Svor of Shemomeis Chashinon, Shloi Chashinon, Shemoyomus Chashinon, is based upon the fact that inasmuch as he is destined to die sometime in the future, so in many ways we cannot say in regard to one period, Loi Chashinon, and in regard to a longer period, Chashinon. Because my hobby, so when will we die? So maybe we are Cheshish even for the next minute. So he says, so that's only Shayach. So Mishmiah says, that's only Shayach because every person is destined to die sometimes in the future. Mashainkin, we can invest it to the average woman. The average woman is going to sit down. Is expected to sit down. But it's no mass, and some women will not sit down. So Mimele, the Bismaya Israel. Then the Chacham Tzvi, and that's based upon the Gemara in Yume, the machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether maskinu lo isha acheres or heim lo maskinu isha acheres. So Rabbi Yehuda says that maskinu lo isha acheres the king godu. He would show he has to be mikdash another woman, because in case we have to prepare for him another woman that he should be able to marry and keep her in case his wife dies, so that will be miyakim the whole kapor of Yom Kippurim. And Rabbanon say no. Why? Because we are not cheshish lest his wife will die. So because he came in the so, and we pass like the Chachomim. He says that this whole halacha that Chava says, Shemo Meis Loi Chashinon, Shemo Yomus Chashinon. So that's only for his man Yerub. But for his man Muet, so we apply the concept of Chazokin. We apply the concept of Chazokin even in regard to Ham. But only in regard to his mamirube, we don't apply the concept of chazoke lehabit. But for his mamuet, we do apply. Shahamelech also agrees with the Chachamtzi. So in other words, I'm saying all that, in other words, because I said in Rashi, that from Rashi it appears, that even according to Mandor Malvest is the Raise, so it's not considered exotic the Raise in the Issa Kores and the Issa Lav of Nido. Because insofar as the Issa Kores and the Issa Malkes of Nido is concerned, so we rely on Chazoke and Chazkasteo. Just as Rav Chaim says that we regard to the love of Seite, so even Lachakiru is Tiret, so we rely on the Aloche of Malkin al-Yichud, we apply the Aloche of Malkin al-Yichud, Veneizrin al-Yichud, and it's only a Sophic in regard to the Isseres and the Nitnio. So here too, it's only a Sophic that I say in regard to the new Isser. The new Isser, the Aloche of Moshe Sinai, the new Isser that we learn out, that is based upon the Droshe of the Azaltenes, the Yisroel with the Mosul, which is Aloche of Moshe Sinai. The Aloch of Moshe Sinai, and it has a remez in the posik of the Azarte. But it's a new Iser of Aloch of Moshe Sinai, in regard vis-a-vis that new Iser of the Azarte that is merumes in the droshe, in the posik of Azarte, so it's considered this way, the right way. But vis-a-vis the Iser Malkes and the Iser Kores of Nido, so we apply the Aloch of Chazok and Mikore. Chazok and Mikore. But the question is, how can we rely? And that's the reason why it's highly common. If Dimo, the Rambam says, Dimo, Sheyesh Biyodim Liveo, Kedim Shetifrit Nido. But how can we say he's the Sheyesh? Because Dimo, when it's the Sveikid Raise, the answer is, it's not the Sveikid Raise in the Lav, and the Issa Lav, and the Issa Kore. It's the Sveikid Raise in the new Issa, our relation is Sinai, that is Merumes in the Droshe, or the Azartan is the Yisroel. The Yisroel. But the question is, how? So why shouldn't it be an Issa that I expect that I say even the love and the love and the Kores? After all, why? Because the Chazok and the Mikore, but Shemo Yomus is Chashino. Shemo Yomus Chashino. So we see that, first of all, according to Abaye, so we don't distinguish between Shemo Yomus and Shemo Yomus. All right, we pass like Robin. And then, according to the Beis Meir, according to this Meir, the Shemo Yomus Chayshinon is only Shayach. Shemo Yomus Chayshinon is only Shayach. Is only Shayach regarding missing, because he is definitely destined to die sometime. But it has no application to Vestes. So in Meir, that means that regarding Vestes, according to this Meir, we can say that regarding Vestes, so we can apply even Lehavo. We can apply the concept. Because insofar as these are chorus and these are mounted, or these are concerned, so we rely on Chazoke or Chazkasteo. So it's only vis-a-vis the new Isser. That's why the Rambam says that he's Dimo, that he will not be Peres Nido in the midst of the Tashmish, and she was Peres Nido, so it's highly calm. In other words, he's considered the David, he's not considered the David. All right. Now we can start in the computer. Isho te veishmo veset kovua. Eino tzricho, dike klau, lo mitnei Tashmish, ve lo yaha Tashmish. ויד הרב, אין לו ליטל בכלבי לו בשעת תשמיש כדי כלו יהי ליטל נות. בכל דגמור הסעד, בואי מיני רב זה לדעת לבי גם דלת, בואי מיני רב זה לרב יהודה, איש אמרו שתתקחתו לבי לו. אומר לו תידי, ותידי קומה בכך, אם כן לי בנפלא, הוא פרח. So that means, it's in the Misa, to make it different. All right. So, איש או שיש לו בסדת תשיט of most of the shame, except the shit of the Rambam. אישו שיש לו בצד קבוע, אין צריך עוד בדיק אחד, לא עם לפני קשי ולא עם האחת אשי. ועד הרבה, אין לו מיטל בכביים או בשעת אשי. כדי שלא יעלי בנקס, והרמב״ם זה אומה צריך להתבית אחת אשי. So the Shittas HaRambam means that Kedem Tash means so there is a Midas Chassidus, but it's not obligatory upon her to make a Bid. Isho Sheish for this. But the Midas Chassidus is true. So, and L'Acha Tash means it's obligatory. Even if she is not the second Mitaret, that's the Shittas HaRambam. L'Acha Tash means to be Bid. HaRambam Zal Matzrich Lidik Acha Tash means he be Idechot, he who be Idechot. ומיר איפה, שם הורא הסודם בשחתשמיש, ולדייטי, הצנוי איזבית כיס עצמו נפיל תחתיש. So there is a double מחלק של ביטוי לרמב״ם מנעוד עד הרשני. According to all the other רשני. So, בין לפני תשמיש, בין לאחת תשמיש. So, there is no חיום of דיקה. And there is a ניסעת בבידי, כדי שלא יהיו בלכבי. According to the רמב״ם, זה לרמב״ם מסחילי, אם ניגע אותו לאחת תשמיש. Then there is a chiyuv, and in regard to lifnei tashmish in ischilik, whereas according to them it's also, according to Rambam, it's not obligatory, but there is a midas tik. Usvoro rishenu yike vichenu at. Rambam, today that was a good idea. The halacha yedale. There are many spoilers in the spoiler. Imam Yudi Kasma Hatashi. Kita Mikanei Acho Yish Asmi Masi Tzachim Oloi Um Kanecha Tzim Yish Asmi Masi Tzachim Olo. Tzachim Ben Shem Oroa Atz Adam Bish Antashi. Yish Yish Vani Achim Yish Yish Masi Shalei Yish 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 So Kedem Tashmi, she nishamu se itala ki yidu kaafni kriwa. Kedem Tashmi. Yisho she imo vese, asumo nishamu, ati kizu. Ati kizu. Yisli chokhi nishameshet bishno yidin, echo di Kedem Tashmi, shve echo lachat Tashmi. Avo yisho, she yish lo vese, e nishri choyim yitri Tashmi. Elo mishim sri yis nubat. Avo achat Tashmi, hakel sri chen shne yidin. Echo dloi, ואחד לא, אך הוא מובר שמיניקו הוא סכן. אורי, אתה יודע את זה שזה שרם. תראי לך זמצי. נא, אם זה אם לגעת to a מישהו who has a בסד קבוע. So, all the שני נקצת לרמב״ם hold that there is no חיוב of ביקר. There is no חיוב of ביקר. בין לפני תעשי בין לאחת. And it comes to it even what? How about a woman who has no בסד קבוע? So that's the Gemara. So we have here דימורה, עומר אביב דק, יודעו פה מזה, שהוא יפה דימורה, עומר אביב אמר שמואל, לא נשאר לו לבין שעסיקו בטיירס. ומידה, דיבה ידיקה לטיירס, בעינה מדיקה לבירס. אבל אם עסיקו בטיירס, לא יבה ידיקה. מייקו, מה שמואל דיון? כל הנושים בחזקה שרה לבעליה. זה אם מסכים סנאה בה, מי מיין המילים שאין פה דבר. אבל מי שאין לו בעצם בא ידיקה, בוא מסכים סבי שאין לו בעצם, לא? מסכים סבי בין שיש פה לזה בין שלא יש לו בעצם. בוא כמה שמואל, דאב ודאב יש לו בעצם, מי זה דיבר את ביטלי טארס, בואי נעד ביטלי בית. ויומה, שמואל חודזים ילום הרב זה ילום הרבה ובעלי יום יום השמואל מי ששם עדת ועשירו שם את השקיפים. והקים לבעסוק המתארס, חודם בכל חוותים. So, kann ich nach Hochheb am Edwa am Murmit Arias, aber bei mir mit Gott. So, wenn du jetzt so Schmuel sehst, um Rabbi, wenn man Schmuel sehst, der Ibn Eivumen, wo es nur besser kommt, so um in Teires, she is required to make a ticket. And in Teires, so Ibn Eivumen, wo es nur besser, has to make a ticket, but the distinction is, that if it's a woman who has a best of war, so she is required to retire to make a, if she has to retire, she is required to make a decay only if she's able, but not the shame. But if she is a woman who has no best of war, so they're able, they're shame, if she has to retire, so she has to make a decay. But if she's not has to retire, so why won't they be? So she doesn't require to make a decay. According to Avila Mashmuel's memory here. According to Avila Hashmuel's memory. Then, this is the Gemara that the Dalet on the page. Then, in the Gemara that the base of the Dalet, so Gufi Omer Abzeir Omer Abadu Ba'yir Yom Hashmuel Lisha Shein Lovezet Hashkul Lisham Et 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 Hashkul Lisham יש לו בסת, אין לו בית ביקי שינו, לא בית ביקי, אין לו בסת, אין לו בית שינו בית ביקי. אומר רובה ולאים עליהם, יש לו בסת, תארת בית ביקי, לא בית ביקי, אין לו בסת, אף אם לבית לו, נעם לבית ביקי, הוא לא אמר לו הוכה, שמע מן הכתבה שמואל, כל לבית הוא מבוי את ביקי. So again, so here, so what memory we have that Kidale from his days, that's a memory of Abidah Mashmuel, that לבית לו, so לא בית ביקי. He's made a woman who has no בסת כבוה. And here we have a memory of Rabbi Ba'yir Miyam Hashmuel. Rabbi Ba'yir Miyam Hashmuel, that little woman with no beset, so loy ba'yiki. Then we have the Gemara that you raise on the day. Tome Rabbonon, Isha Sheila beset, Asura Lishamesh, Ben Yosuma Lepenet, 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 So according to Rav Meir, she's Asura Lishamesh, Ishmael Bedit, she's Asura Lishamesh. Rav Hanina Drav Tidnet, Amen. So Rav Hanina Nathinus is certainly clearly telling me that. And he says that she's not a soul shamish altogether. But, does she require a bit or not? So the Russian of Rav Hanina Nathinus is the shamish is the shnei. Hey, me tzua, hey, tiknu. Hey, me tzua, hey, tiknu. So there are two basic pshot. There are two basic pshot in Rav Hanina Nathinus. One pshat is the pshat that the Rashbo spells it out in Bayish Vi Sharshen so the Rashbo spells out and the Ram says that this is the pshat of the repose. In other words, the question is, what does Mishameshes Bishnei Eidim mean? So according to the Rashbo, Mishameshes Bishnei Eidim means both Lachat Hashmish. But one is an aid of the Baal, and one is an aid of the Isha. But both have reference to Lachat Hashmish. And what's the Pshat? He is sure, he is sure. So that means, if the woman has no Vesek Kavua, So then, according to the Rashbo, so the first three times, and that's the pshat of the people, also according to the Ram. So the first three beers, so she has to be Mishamish, Mishnei Eidim Lachat Hashmish. Hey, so if, let's say, she will, in the first three beers, Lachat Hashmish, so when she'll be bathed, immediately after the Tashmish, and she will see Dam, so then she'll become Huziko. Really, it's Dam Machmas Tashmish, and that's the Aloche that is mentioned, that's Samachvob in the Gemara, that if a woman, he did, so she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish, and if she saw the Dam, she made a PK immediately, within a split second, after the Tashmish, she made a PK, and she saw Dam three times. So then the husband has to divorce her. Because because she's really Damach Mastashi. So that's the pshat. According to the Rashbo, Misham Eimitzur. In other words, she has to be Misham Eimitzur, Eidim Lachatashi. Eid of the Baal, Eid of the Isha. So Eimitzur, Eid in the first three years. So she sees Damach Mastashi. So if it's so, she'll have to be Eimitzur, she'll have to divorce her. And Eimitzur, Eid, If after being mishamish with shnei eidim lachas ashmish, the first rebiyah, so she'll make it bigger, and she'll see that there is no dam, so then from that moment on, she'll be allowed to be mishamish without anything. But the first rebiyah, she has to be mishamish with two eidim. The lachat ashmish, one eid for the baal and one eid for the ish. That's it. So in other words, according to the Rashba Pshat, according to Rashba Pshat, and that is the Pshat of the Reed, according to the Ram, in Shmuel. So a woman who has no vessel, so only the first Rebias she has to make a Reed. But after the first Rebias, so she can be Mishamish without Reed, And Hainish, Mishamish is Shneidim, according to Rashba Pshat, Shneidim Lachat Ashmish. One eid with Baal and one eid with Ish. The Rosh, and he says, the paragraph A, the first paragraph A, so he is chilling on that shop that is mentioned by the Rashba. And he himself apparently assumed that this is the pshat of the Reef in the Gemara Chanan. But he is basic on the pshat. And he says that the pshat in Shnei Mishamesh and Shnei Edim is not as the Reef and the Rashba say. It means both Edim, Allah Hatashmish, one Eid for the Baal, one Eid for the Isha. But the Shnei Edim means that one, both Eidim are by the Isha, for the Isha, but one Eid is Kedem Tashmish, a Dike Kedem Tashmish, and one Eid is Lacha Tashmish, And the Pshat in Heilig Suha is the Knoa, according to the Rosh, is, so in other words, the Heilig Suha, that's the Dike of the Eid, Lacha Tashmish. So if, let's say, previous, the Dike of the Eid, Lacha Tashmish, turns out to be unclean, so then it's Yitzro. So then she has to be Eitzei, she has to be Yavosa. And Heitiknuo means that's the decay of the Eid Kedem Tashmish. So in other words, only the decay Kedem Tashmish, which if it turns out to be clean, is misaking her that she is Mutaras Hashamish. So Heitiknuo has reference to the decay of the Eid Lacha Tashmish. So if three times, so the Eid Lacha Tashmish turned out to be unclean. So the melee is Yitzro. She is in the Kokeles. She has to be a taste. And he to Knuo, that's the Dike of the Eid with three Tashmish. So every time, all her life, she has to make a Dike. Kedem Tashmish. In order to be Mishamish. And if she doesn't make a Dike, she is out. She is forbidden to be Mishamish. That's the Rosh. Alright. Now, that's the Rosh. So, Eid Yitzro, Eid Yitzro. Mishumad HaKonon Omru. Oilu Mibailo. אסור לשמי ישדירו מקלקל אסלם ואין לו כסוב או כאילו אחד ילדי על עשר כסוב ובין אדם יאו אורי דן בגמור אסל אומר רב יהודה מהשמואל הלוך הקרב חנין לבן אדם ובמה היא בעסוק בתיירס ואומר שמואל חודדים היא בשאין עסוק בתיירס ואומר הכל בבית ובבית פסקה דומר אבזיר אומר רבה ובאי יום יאמר שמואל מי ששמי בפסל אסור לשמי שעסוק בתיירס ויוקים לו בעסוק בתיירס מנדי אוסנר הולו למסנו so there are two pshotim in Rashi. Now I'm not going over the whole Bar Gemara because you should have gone over that whole Gemara. But I just want to mention that took shot in Rashi. Mandi Masneho, the Masneho. So according to Rashi's Pshat, the first question of Rashi, and that's the Pshat that Rashi accepts. So Leim on Be'asuk, that when Rav Yudah Mashmuel says, Alochit Rav Chanin Eben Antidnes, he has reference to a woman who is Asuka B'tayim. We're Asuka B'tayim. So then, it's how long Hesher Chanin Min Antidnes, that she has to be Mishamish, Mishnei Eidim. Whatever the Pshat is, whether Shnei Eidim means two Eidim Lachat Ashmish, one for the Baal, one for the Isha, or it means two Eidim, one before Tashmish, one Lachat Ashmish, whether it means the first Rebias, or it means every time, every Rebias, whatever the Pshat is. So according to Rashi's Pshat, according to Rashi's first Lashon, the Pshat of Rashi himself, so when he says Aloha Tachnun Antidnes, he has reference to a woman who is Asuka B'tayres. But a woman who is not Asuka B'tayres doesn't require anything. So even the first three times, the first three beers, She doesn't have to make a big show. She is the Teresa Shamish without any digging. Without any digging. That's Rashi. Then Rashi mentions the Pshat of the Rach. The Pshat of the Rach. That when the Gemara says, Mandi Masne Holy Masne Ho, the Gemara means that Leilom Bishay Nashik Lurai. So that means that Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel holds that even a woman who is not a Tzukabitayres requires a big. Requires a big. So now what's Nachimine? According to Rashi's Pshat, the first Loshne Rashi, so Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel says that only a woman who is a Tzukabitayres requires a big. Whether the Tikkun means just the first Rebiyah, or it means every Rebiyah, whatever it means, but only a woman that is a Tzukabitayres requires a Tikkun. But according to the Rach's Pshat, so Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel, when he says, Halachic Rav Chanina ben Antigone, and that she requires, she is Mishameshes Bishneidi, so he has reference to a woman who is not a Tzukabitayres. So it means, even Bizman Hazeh, a woman who has no Veset Kavua is a Tzukah Mishamesh without a Tikkun. Whether it means Asura Mishamish the first Rebiyas, but after that, she's Muteret Mishamish without the Bikin. Or it means every Bikin. That's the Machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. So, Rashi mentioned, reason for Shem, Kailishem, the Omar Shemuel, חודש זין הליר, ויורקים לו מסכיסים, וקטונה משמשת בידים, והעסוק הביטארץ. מה זה מס נהול? היו לו משאין העסוק. וזה זה רח פשעת, אם לא רח, זה רח שדות נדמי שזה זה רח פשעת. But this is the רח פשעת. הוא דיקה שלו, תרבה בבעיר מיהוד רבי, ולא יתיק שם, לא ימין עלי ולשמוע. So, רשי says, ביטוין ביטוין. זה רח פשעת, זה טוין. זה טוין. Why? אם כן קשה זה רבי יהודה ורבי יהודה, דולים גוף לאומה ושאין העסוק על הבעיות ביטל. Because if we say that רבי יהודה משמואל here, and that is based on the base, hold that he has reference to a מישהו שאין העסוק על הבעיות. Still he says, הלוך את רב חנין לבן פיטנר, that משמש את משני ידים, so that means that she is עסוק על משם משהו נאו לביטל, לכל הפוח את זה פרק לביטל. So he's עסוק על משם, so then there is a spirit between the member of Rabbi Yudah Bar Shmuel here at the end of the first day, that he based on the base, and the member of Rabbi Yudah Bar Shmuel that he dalef on the base, where he says, loy shono lo disha asuka b'tayres, but disha shein asuka b'tayres, so loy b'ayet disha, loy b'ayet disha, so there is a sphere. So because of that, he rejects the pshat of the Yeshu portion, which is the pshat of the Rach, the pshat of the Rach. Now, the Chavis Das in Sinem, in Simon Kufbe Vov, so he says that he answers the Kashe, that Rashi raises against the Rach Pshat. The Kashe that the Asoge by Rashi against the Rach Pshat is that according to Rach Pshat, so Rabbi Yudah Bar Shmuel here, that he based on his day says that Isha Shemo Veset, so even if she's in Asukam Tares, so Tzricha Misham is behaving without anything. She does so. When that you dalef on the base, he says only asuka b'tayres. So tzricha misham is beidin. But if ain't asuka b'tayres, so even without the dike, so she's mitaras b'tayro. So the Chavita says as follows, because the Raivet in Bala Nefesh in Shah Asfira Ba'avdike, he says that they are two kinds. There are two kinds of bikkur. He actually mentions three kinds of bikkur. But one bikkur is not negated to us. So one bikkur is a bikkur kinuach b'alma, when she just wipes herself superficially. I mean, she doesn't really push it inside. That's not a bikkur altogether. And then, so, two real bikkur, there are two types of real bikkur. One bikkur is a bikkur of beis achitzin, when she puts a piece of cloth inside, but she doesn't push it into all the holy and the stuff, into all the recesses inside. She just pushes it, b'mokim she'ashamosh dosh. So that's the bikkur that is required by women by Yitzhak and Delay. So So that's the ticket that she that the zogar is required to make, that he has to tare and design yom. So the kinua b'alma is not enough, but she has to push it inside the mokim shasham zogar, but not the mokim churim zogar. Then we got the tares that I would say. So even pushing it into the beis achitzin inside the mokim shasham zogar is not enough, but she has to push it in mokim churim uzdokim as well. A thought. That's only regarding that. But this kind of ticket, in mokim churim uzdokim, that I would say is not required regarding by zof. Even the ticket of the sektare is not required. Coach in the ticket of the zayin, only ticket in the zachitz, not churim uzdokim. Masheikim that Yishua took up the tires. So the Rebbe says she's required to make a dikke bechorim and bezokim as well. So Leila, the Chazal speaks a very good teret. And Rashi's kasha against the Yesh Nefoshi, the Rach's job. So the kasha is, how can the Rach say that when the Gemara says, Man di Masneho, we Masneho, that Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel is referenced to a Yesh Hoshayna at the time. And still she's Mishamesh and Mishnehidim, when Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel himself says that he got it from his face, that Isha Shinasuk of Itares does not have to make it only a Isha Asuk of Itares. The answer is, there is a difference between the type of Dike that has to be made by a woman that is Asuk of Itares, that's a Dike in the Churim of Itokim, not just Bidei Sachitzin, and the type of Dike that a woman that Imo Veset and is not Asuk of Itares has to make. That she doesn't have to make it bigger the whole room with docking. So the melee, when according to the Rach, so when the Gemara says, when Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, that the Dalek on the base says that a woman, she has to be tarnished, does not have to make it bigger only, that she is tarnished, she needs the bigger whole room with docking, she doesn't have to make. But if bigger is a chitzin, she has to make. This is what the Teres that the Chavidah gives the Chavidah gives on the Kashe of Rashi against Rashi. Now, so we have three shittes. So first of all, we have Rashi Solipsha, that when Gemara says, Man di Masneho, Holy Masneho, so the Gemara means that Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel is referenced to a woman that is Asuka Bitare. So this kind of a woman has to be Mishamesh Mishneidim. But a woman who is not Asuka Bitare doesn't have to be maintained with it. Not even the first 3 years. That's one shit. Then we have the shite of the Rach. That when Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel says that he based on the base, Man di Masneho leMasneho. So Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel is referenced to the Isha that is not Asuka Bitare. And still, she's Mishamesh Mishneidim. So that means that a woman is out there where we don't have tires, so a woman who has no Veset Kavua has to make a Dike. But we have the Machleket between the Rav and the Rav. What the Pshat Mishamesh Mishneidim, and what the Pshat in the Mitzvah is to all. So according to the Rav's Pshat, according to the Rav's Pshat, Heitiknuo means that if the first 3 years she made it Dike, and the Dike were green, so then from that moment on, she's Muteres Lishamish in Bairo without anything. Leilam Boy, Mashiach. And then the shot of the Rosh is that Heitiknuo means that every Dike, in order to allow Tashmish for her, so she has to make a Dike before that. So in other words, so we have three possible shittes. One shitte is that a woman with no Veset Kavua, so she is Miteres Lishamish in Bairo, even at the very beginning, the first 3 years, without any Dike. And then we have another shitte, at the other extreme, that no Dike is Miteres for her, without the Dike. And then we have a third shitte, that the first 3 years, she must make a Dike, but after that, in the first 3 years, what do you mean? So after that, she's Miteres Lishamish without any Dike. So, what is that? Alright, I mean, that's the Teres. I mean, the Teres is in Kashi. On every Teres that anyone says. I mean, that's the Teres. So Rashi apparently did not assume that this is the pshat of this, that this is the shita of this. Alright, now, so you'll see, the Mechaber himself mentions two days, but the Shach passes, and that's the way he passes. That's the way he's passing. I mean, the Shach is very firm about that. And he says, I mean, that's the way we have to pass. We call it. I mean, like the shita of Rashi. But the Mechaber and the Ramo, they don't pass right now. The Mechaber and the Ramo, they both pass like the Rachsha. But even if we accept the Rachsha, so they are to Pshotim, we can explain Heimitzur, that is like the Rashbo, and we can explain it like the Rosh. So the Mechaber mentions these today. Imeim Obeset Kavua, Sholish Bromim Obeshenim, Tzrichim Nivde Kedem Pashim, Viacha Pashim. Who be HLA, then he be HLO. Who be HLA, then he be HLO. Now, so how does Mechaber say? So, Shomesh Ponim of Shem. So, in other words, that's like the Shita of the Rajbo. That's like the Shita of the Rajbo. Now, and the Rajbo and the Rajbo says, so Shnei Eidim, so it means Shnei Eidim both Lachatashmish. One eight for the Baal, the HLA, and one eight for the Isha. But the Mechaber says, Sholish Pon Moreshein and Yisrich and Litei, Tegen Tashmi, the Acha Tashmi, who be each a lady, he be each a law. So the Mechaber mentions both. It's like, it's Mezake Eshkor and Betray. In other words, according to the Rajbot Pshat, Sholish Hamesh and Bishnei Eidi means both Acha Tashmi. But each a Baal and each a Risha. Not Dike Kedem Tashmi. According to the Rosh, so, Mishamesh and Shnei means both have reference to the Isha. But one aid is Kedem Tashmish, one aid is Acha Tashmish. But let's look at the Roshan of the Mechaber. He mentions both of Shoshi. In the name of Beset Kavua, Shoshish Bonim of Shemi, Shrichin Nidze Kedem Tashmish, the Acha Tashmish. Who be HLA, they be HLO. So, vis-a-vis Acha Tashmish, he mentions both, HLA and HLO. But he also mentions Kedem Tashmish. So, in other words, he passes both Pshatim, the Rosh Pshat and the Rajah Pshat. But if he passes the Rosh Pshat, so he shouldn't say Sholish Pon Moreshein, because according to the Rosh, so Mishamesh Mishneidim is not limited only to the first 3 years. Every year. And he, so he here at the beginning, the Mechaber, he expresses the Shite of the Rajbo. Because then at the end he says, Ule Rambam be Rosh, cold man shame of this, it's like on TLA, I'm getting that with that. So, later on, at the end of the scene, he mentions the pshat of the Rosh. So far, he's expressing the shite of the Rajbo. Someone, and Ro Raye, he mentions only Shomesh Pon Moreshein. So why does he mention Kedem Tashmish? So, in order to answer a kashi that the Rosh raises on the Rosh on the first page, paragraph what? Paragraph 10. So the Rosh, the Bes Yosef says that even according to the Rajbo, that the Rajbo says that Shnei Eidim, that Mashamesh is Shnei Eidim, means Shnei Eidim Lachatashmi, both Lachatashmi, but it means also Kiddushah. So the Bes Yosef says, that pshat in the Rajbo, the Dachimeshe, and the Tur is Chelta Rebbe Yosef. And he says that according to the Rajbo and the Rim, so that Mishamesh and Mishneidim have reference to Lacha Tashmish, so in other words, one aid means the Baal, so Kedem Tashmish, there is no Chim of Dite Ophir. The Dachimeshe is Chelta Rebbe Yosef. But the Bes Yosef, that's the Mechaber, he says that even the Rajbo, who says Shnei Eidi means one eight for the Baal and one eight for the Isha, Lacha Tashmish, but it also means Kedem Tashmish as well. But of course, Kedem Tashmish is only Isha. The Baal is a Shayach, Baal is only Shayach Lacha Tashmish, not Kedem Tashmish. That's why the Mechaber, Mishitosek, so he says, in mentioning the Shite, at the beginning of Tzivrei, he mentioning the Shite of the Rajbo, so he also mentions Tzrichon in the Kedem Tashmish. The name of the Shite, the Rajbo, the Shite, the Kedem Tashmish, the Achat Tashmish. Ugrin Shalay Bridin Shalom. In the Yilta Kobe, so Timon Bomin, Shalay Dama Katashin, Shugan Sikhov to the cloud. Lloyd is made after the Lahata. Ula Rambam the Rosh, Kol's man Shalim of Bese, Sikhoi Tikal Elon, Kaden Tashmish, the Ahata. Kaden Tashmish, the Ahata. The Rambam Matsmir, Shetama Baal in the Katsmi Ahata. They speak him, so that was in the Hada mentions today. We got a Yamisha who has no vessel. So one day he is the Chumrek, and the second day is for the city of the Rambam in the Rosh, that every year she is required to make it to get every year. And then the Shiva Sarajbo, that's only the first year, but he's the first three tickets turned out to be green. So from that moment on, she is the Zeratul Shamish without anything. והצליחים לי בקעת שמונח הקוטש מפיקש לי שאיסי מלילה יכול אבל מתנחים עצמי כל הלילה בהם ולמוכו צריכים ביטל ולמוצו דם איס פני ולמוצו דם פני in other words this the Ramor mentions in order to show the Bishim Aramba because you see everybody raises the question and the Ramor himself mentions that in Ahzobi again the Ramba how can the Ramba say that every woman is obligated to make it to the Lachatash. Even a woman who has the best of Kavua is obligated to Lachatash. And the woman who has the best of Kavua, why she is not obligated to make it to the King of Tashmish? What is the Chassidus again? Well, the Gemara says that it's also to make it to the King. To be Marben to the King. Because he can eliminate them. He can eliminate them. So, the Joseph says, the Mishnah of Joseph, they say that when, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, "Vitim de kumavika," so the Gemara says, "You can eat a meat for your favorite," he's not allowed to be baited. But according to the Rambam, she's muhiyedes lachatash to be baited. So the Rambam, when the Rambam says that she's muhiyedes to be baited, it means that in the morning, so she's muhiyedes to look, in other words, she has to have a lachatash. And then in the morning she has to look at it. But she doesn't have to be baited between one tashmish and another the same night. So when the Gemara says you can even make for your payment, so the Gemara means that it's also to look at it immediately at the tashmish. Mashenke in the morning, because if she'll look at it immediately at the tashmish there, it will result in eliminate for your payment on the part of the husband. But she is Nechoyeres to look at it in the morning. So this is how the Bes Yosef answers the Asogit of the Raimed against the Rambam. So this is what the Ramon mentions in the name of Bes Yosef. The Yitzrichim is the Tatsmon, even though for a Rambam Matzrich Shekam Abbao is the Tatsmi HaKotashmi, but the Yitzrichim is the Tatsmon HaKotashmi is the Tatsmi. That would be eliminated. שאין סין לילה יחוד, אלא מכאן חינת מכל הלילה בהי, ולמוח הוא צריך לדיקה, ולמוח את העם פניו, so the name is for not being eliminated. כי נוכל עצמו בהי, ויובדו, לא יגישה מישה שתית את עצמו, הולי הוא בהי לא, ואישו שאין הרייק, ופוחס מיודע לדיומי, אחת לא, אבל אחר יודע לדיומי, לא יהיו חבע, עד יודע לדיומי, דינו כדי אישו שיש לו בן. In other words, many women, so they have no rest for one. But they have no message to war. But one thing, so in other words, it can be, let's say, on the 22nd, it can be on the 23rd, it can be on the 24th, it can be on the 25th, and 27th, 28th. But it never takes place before the 22nd. So then, such a woman, so until the 22nd day, she is to be treated like a woman who has a message to war prior to the Zman HaBeset. So in the way, she is Mekaret, Mishamish in Bailo without the ticket. But after that day, since she is fluctuates, it can be the 22nd, can be the 23rd, can be the 27th, 28th. So anyway, so from the 22nd, down, she has a deed of a woman who has no vessel for war. So anyway, she is actually Mishamish without the ticket, according to the Shibbets. The first meeting is for everything. Yeshli Odom Lerniach has each day to keep the day shalem. מדייק שממנס על שלו, ממנס על שלו. אם רואה סודם, מחנסה שתשאול את פורמי ביצורים. עשו לו משם ישראל, הוא אמנה תדבר, ויבוא לו בשביל שעה הזו. Now you'll have to... You'll have to go over that two years. Let it go over, that's your deal. Set up that summer quote. That's your deal. Conor Abono, you'd stand a hail on the train in the second line from the end zone. For real dam mach nostalgia. For real dam mach nostalgia. So, up to Rabbi Yomara, this can happen to someone. After I mean, that's the bottom of that summer grove of the summer grove, the less small line that summer grove I'm now. The less small line. Now,
I don't know, I'd like to go over the shaft, but it will take me some time, all right? So, go over the shaft tomorrow, and then we'll proceed with seeing what's going on.